إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وحده في ذاته ووحده في صفاته، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا، وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة في الدين بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. عباد الله، اتقوا الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى كما ورد في سورة الأعراف بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير ذلك من آيات الله لعلهم يذكرون. يا بني آدم لا يفتننكم الشيطان كما أخرج أبويكم من الجنة ينزع عنهما لباسهما ليريهما سوآتهما، إنه يراكم هو وقبيله من حيث لا ترونهم، إنا جعلنا الشياطين أولياء للذين لا يؤمنون. صدق الله، ومن أصدق من الله قيلا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Satan's game plan is not only to mislead Adam, his arch enemy, and his wife Hawa, but the entire progeny of Adam. When Adam and Hawa were in the garden, and both were given a clear instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not come near this tree. Apparently, Satan had come to them in disguise, thinking he could trick Adam and Hawa, since Allah had warned them about Satan being their enemy. So Satan deceived them. فَدَلَّهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ فَلَمَّا ذَاقَا الشَّجَرَةِ. He misled them, Satan misled them with deception. Then when they tasted of the tree, بَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. That which was hidden from them of their shame, private parts, became manifest to them. They found, in other words, themselves naked. And they began to cover themselves with the leaves of the garden. According to Ibn Abbas, with a strong authentication, it was fig leaves. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. At that instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called them and reminded them. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. And their Lord called out to them, saying, "Did I not forbid you that tree and tell you, surely Shaitan is an open enemy unto you both?" This is in the dual. The khitab here, the address in the dual to both of them. So we can safely say that they were clearly warned about Satan. And the same warning has come to the progeny of Adam, as we shall see. They then realized that they were tricked and deceived by Satan. So they repented. They asked for forgiveness. They asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Allah granted forgiveness to both of them. Their period of testing in the garden is over, and they are now ready to assume their role as Allah's vicegerents, Khalifa, on earth. They left the garden to roam in the spacious land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, earth, and to fulfill their purpose, and that is to submit to Allah through worship and obedience. After this account, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Adam's children. He said, "Ya Bani Adam, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا." O children of Adam, we have sent down to you clothing that covers your shame and dress, rish, that adorns. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ. And the dress of taqwa, that is best. ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. This is one of the signs of Allah, so that they may be receptive to advice. The very next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا بَنِي آدَمَ لَا يَفْتِنَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ. O children of Adam, don't let Satan deceive you. كَمَا أَخْرَجَ أَبَوَيْكُم مِّنَ الْجَنَّةِ. As he deceived your parents, as he deceived Adam and Hawa and caused them to be expelled from the garden. يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُمَا سَوْآتِهِمَا. Don't let Satan put you in trouble in the same way he put Adam and Hawa in trouble, having their dress removed from them so that he could show them their shame. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ. Indeed, he sees you, he, Satan, and his company, مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ, from where you do not see them. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Surely we have made the devil's friends for those who do not believe. In the first instance, upon the instigation of Satan, Adam and Hawa became coverless, naked, with their shame exposed. When addressing the children of Adam, and here all humans are included, this is not exclusive only to Muslims, everyone. Ya Bani Adam, O children of Adam. Here we were informed that dress is a great blessing that must be recognized. The covering of the body will not only cover the private parts, it preserves you from cold and harsh weather. Wearing of dress is both a human need and a natural desire. People of all faiths and religions and communities fulfill this need and desire. In this ayah al-mubarak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about libas or dress and gives us three types of clothing. لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ, clothing that covers your shame. And this word يُوَارِي is derived from the word مُوَارَار, which means to cover or conceal. And then the word سَوْآتِكُمْ applies to the body parts or the private parts that is commonly known to humans as shameful, the private parts. That's the first part. The second is ريش. ريش is the dress one adorns himself with. This means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed man with dresses which make him look handsome or decent, neat and civilized. The third type is the dress of taqwa. After relating the account of Adam and Hawa and how Satan had instigated them to be uncovered, the mention of dress indicates that for human beings to be naked or show their shame before others is a sign of disgrace and indecency at its worst. Additionally, it leads the way to all sorts of evil and disorders. So the first attack of Satan came against human beings, came from this angle. Remove your dress and expose your shame. Even today, Satan uses chicks, girls, who are trendy, hip, hot and sexy to pull people out of their homes into the streets, nightclubs and other places. It seems that according to Satan, modern achievements does not happen unless women are deprived of their sense of shame and modesty and made to parade around naked. Taking the temptation of Satan into account, Islam took this issue very seriously and prescribed a complete dress code for the believers. According to the Sharia, first of all, the awrah of men is from the navel to the knees. However, according to urf, it is what we dress. The awrah of women is her entire body, excepting the face and the hands. A Muslim woman may wear jeans or other types of trousers worn with sweaters, sweatshirts or t-shirts with loose overgarment. This is the Quran calls jilbab, whenever they go out. And we have this ayah al-mubarakah from Surah Al-Ahzab. O Prophet, tell your wives, your daughters, and the believing women to draw their cloaks, jalabibihin, their cloaks, around them. That will be better so that they may be recognized as modest, chaste women and not annoyed. And Allah is forgiving, merciful. So the Quran is very clear. The Quran guides to safeguard ourselves from the tricks of Satan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however, indicated that if the woman's dress meets the Islamic standards, it suffices without a cloak, even for the validity of prayers. This is in Fiqh al-Sunnah. Now, preserving her identity, a Muslim woman should not wear clothes which are specifically for men so as to resemble men. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cursed women who try to resemble men and men who try to resemble women. Moreover, in her choice of clothes, she should not imitate non-Muslims as required by their religion, tradition or culture, except to those clothes that are common among people and don't carry any religious or cultural specifications. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever imitates a people is one of them. من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. He is from them. Safeguarding her chastity, in keeping with her modesty A Muslim woman is not allowed to wear perfume in public for fear of attracting men and arousing their sexual passion. According to a hadith, any woman who wears perfume and passes by people to smell her scent is sinful, is an adulteress, according to the hadith. This you find in Sunan Nasa'i. She must not intend to draw men's attention by any means to her concealed adornment, and let them not strike their feet so that what they hide of their ornaments may be known. So our women are not allowed to imitate the disbelievers' women and wear perfume and go out in public. They're not even allowed to come to the masjid wearing perfume. Some Muslim women want to imitate the trends of the disbelievers and agents of shaitan while still maintaining their identity, being a Muslim. This is another trick of shaitan. It is okay to wear those tight, very tight pants that reveal her shape and figure. You may also wear makeup and perfume. And by the way, don't forget to put on the hijab, the head covering. You are a Muslimah. Another trick of shaitan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith said, عن أبي هريرة صنفان من أهل النار لم أرهما قوم معهم صياط كأذناب البقر يضربون بها الناس ونساء كاسيات عاريات مميلات مائلات رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت المائلة. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are two types of people who will enter the hellfire, whom I have not seen yet. People with whips like the tails of cattle with which they strike the people, and women who are clothed yet naked. They will walk in a seductive manner, seducing and being seduced, with something on their heads that looks like the humps of camels leaning to one side. They will never enter paradise or even smell its fragrance, even though its fragrance can be detected from such and such distance. By way of honoring man, Islam came to regulate the dress code for them, for their protection against shaitan and his plans. Covering the body is natural, and the theory of evolution is false. The event of Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the statement of the Quran make it clear that covering the body and using a dress is a natural desire. Those who profess that the first man went around naked and it was only after having passed through stages of evolution that he invented dress, they are obviously wrong. It is false. Now the third type of dress is the ultimate dress. لباس التقوى, the dress of taqwa. The dress of taqwa, as explained by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, among others, means right conduct, good deed, and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as there is a dress for our physical body that protect us from hot and cold and adorns us, there is a spiritual dress, and that is لِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. This is better for you. Kind of like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said for those who are traveling for Hajj. He said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا, take your provision with you, your food as you travel. وَخَيْرُ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. But the best provision is taqwa. In the same way here, Allah is saying, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى, and the dress of taqwa, ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ, this is best. لِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى is the dress that conceals human weaknesses and moral shortcomings. It delivers one from immediate hardships and ultimate losses. Therefore, it is the best dress one can wear. Those who have no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have no shame where all good turns into evil and then all evil becomes good. In other words, this is what has been described in so many ahadith, where ma'ruf becomes munkar and munkar becomes ma'ruf. What is known to be good and righteous becomes munkar, something that is detested, and what is evil becomes the norm. The real purpose of having a physical dress is to have taqwa actually. Modesty, haya, is part of taqwa, is part of iman. وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. This is a sign from Allah. The dress of taqwa is a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is best. It is the best way to keep us in check. لِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wear taqwa in that figurative sense, meaning you are always, constantly mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are upholding what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of His commandments. Following the Qur'an, following the guidance in which He subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised man, if you follow it, you will be protected from shaitan. You will be protected from all evils. You will be guided to the right path. And you will have a life that is free of any misery, of any sadness, of any fear, of any grief. This is libasu al-taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for us this libas, libasu al-taqwa, that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimina wal muslimat. Fastaghfiruh. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala thumma amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, the same tricks is employed today by Satan to make the awrah of not only people, but the entire society manifest, uncovered, unexposed. The so-called democracy, without any regards to Allah's rules and regulations, having absolute freedom, freedom of speech. You are free to express your feelings and mind through words and deeds without any limits. Freedom of expression, people going out naked, literally. Having no shame, men next to other men, absolutely naked in the showers, in the locker rooms of a school gym or any other gym, is definitely the works of Satan. We have been forewarned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya bani Adam, la yaftinannakum ash-shaytanu kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannati yanzi'u anhuma libasahuma liyuriyahuma sawatihima. O children of Adam, don't let Satan deceive you and put you in trouble the way he had your parents expelled from the garden, having their dress removed from them so that he could show them their shame. Big warning. لا يفتننكم الشيطان. Watch out, O children of Adam. Watch out of his plans and his tricks. He wants to do to you exactly what he did to your parents, to your father and your mother, Adam and Hawa. This whole entire society, in the West particularly, and in some Muslim countries for that matter, we're following the trends of the West because we think by imitating them, we will be civilized. This is called civilization. This is called hadara. This is all nothing but tricks of Satan. With no shame, none whatsoever. They have nude beaches where people just go out naked, no regards to their shame anymore. They are, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them in the Quran, kal an'am, they're like animals, cattle. Bal hum adal, at least the cattle were given the way they are and the way they behave by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not a choice for them. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ They're worse than animals because they should know better. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, He guided us. And we as Muslims, as believers, we should be the champions to lead the world into what taqwa is, what modesty is, what guarding ourselves individually. And stop this selling of this women as a commodity. Satan uses them as a tool to sell his plans. Avoid his temptations. Do not fall into the traps of Satan. Don't let him put you in trouble as he made Adam and Hawa leave the garden. Now this enmity is something that we should never lose sight of. The Quran repeats over and over and over, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا He is your enemy. Take him as an enemy. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ He sees you. Not only him. He and his people, his hizb, his party, his agents, they see you. مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ Where you don't see them. They're jinn. We can't see them. Sometimes they appear, as we have been informed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, either in the form of an animal or a human being. But for the most part, we don't see them. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, regarding again uncovering, when you uncover yourself, you don't want those jinns and those shayateen to see your exposed privates and your shame. So what do? How you protect yourself against that? Simple. You say, Bismillah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عن أنس قال ستر ما بينكم وبين أعين الجن إذا تعرى أحدكم أن يقول بسم الله. He said, the satr, the barrier between you and the eyes of jinn, when you are naked, when you undress, when you uncover yourself, is to say Bismillah. And that's it. Allah strikes a curtain between their eyes and yourself. Similarly, when dressing, we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us when we wear a new garment, we should say, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani ma uwari bihi awrati wa atajammalu bihi fi hayati. Praise be to Allah who gave me clothes, which I am to cover worthy parts of my body and look handsome with it in my life. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ Indeed, he sees you. He and his company from where you do not see them. Now, some righteous elders have said that the defense against the enemy who sees us but we cannot see him is simple. Let us come under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How true. What a wise man whoever said that. You come under the protection of Allah. You seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are under His protection. You're protected from shaitan and his progeny. He sees these satans. Allah sees them. Watches how they move and act. But they cannot see him. The jinns see you. You cannot see the jinn. Allah sees the jinn. But the jinn cannot see him. And if you seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Him, He will protect you against those who see you and you don't see them. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ Surely we have made the devil's friends for those who do not believe. Those who don't believe don't have the guidance, don't follow any specific guidance. They become his intimate friend, not only friends, they become his agents. There's only one possible way for us Muslims to be protected from Satan, his plots, and whatever temptations he may try on us. And that is to accept Islam wholeheartedly holy. Enter Islam in totality. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. All you who believe, enter Islam in its entirety, in totality. Submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not follow the footsteps of Satan. So it is very clear. And inshallah, next time I will elaborate on what does it mean, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Allah categorically said, enter entirely into Islam. Become a true Muslim. Uphold Islam on your life. Become mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He had ordained, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. This is the libas that will guard you. This is the spiritual dress that will protect you against Satan. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you ought to be. As you ought to have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Die not except on a state of Islam, except on a state of complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافِرًا. Enter Islam. بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسِ. Islam is built on five things. Inshallah, I'll go more in detail just so we understand. What does it mean? Enter, enter, enter a gate. The gate of Al-Islam that is built on those pillars that will protect us. Salah, Siyam, Zakah, Hajj. As-salatu imaduddin. Salah is the pillar that will hold your deen. And Salah is among the modes of worship that is surely to protect you from Satan. Every time you prostrate and you make a sajda, shaitan runs away. He cannot come to you because you're prostrating before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in knowledge, increase us in iman, increase us in taqwa. May we seek refuge with Him from the accursed Satan. And may He protect us from him and his progeny. Allahumma ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشيطان الرجيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشيطان الرجيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشيطان الرجيم اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وأقم الصلاة يرحمني وارحمكم الله وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه